Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, California on Thursday, April 5th. Yeah, let's hear it for all of those things. Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, I saw the documentary Bully, and that movie got an R rating because of the words dicks, faggot, shit, motherfucker, and fucker. All words that everyone under 18 who downloads this podcast just heard, and I think they will survive. The Motion Picture Association needs to get their fucking shit together. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a good movie. It's about bullies. Don't forget to check out the trailer for my new movie on YouTube. As you might already be aware, I'm ripping off Morgan Spurlock with every movie I do from now on, or until I get bored with doing that. His latest movie was called The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, where he used product placement to raise money to make a movie about product placement in a movie. So for my new movie, I'm going on tour to raise money to make a movie about going on tour. And it's called The Greatest Movie Ever Rolled. And last night, I got to see the fancy Hollywood premiere of Morgan Spurlock's latest movie, Comic-Con Episode 4, A Fan's Hope. And so, of course, this summer, I'm going to start production on Chronicon Episode 4, A Fan's Dope. or maybe I'll call it Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Got options. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Annabelle17 tweeted, "I bet Coney is forcing Eddie Murphy to make movies." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. LA, California friends, I'll be interrupting The Gray Ghost Protocol at CineFamily on Wednesday, April 11th. Appleton, Wisconsin friends, we've added a late show at Skyline Comedy Cafe on Monday, April 19th. Orange County, California friends, I'll be doing stand-up at the Brea Improv on Monday, April 16th. From the Corrections Department, the last episode, I misled the great Edgar Wright by saying that Woman in Red won the Best Score Oscar. It was actually the Best Song Oscar, but he and I are convinced that he still would have gotten the answer wrong. So Kate McCucci's win stands, and the finals of the TOC3 will happen shortly. The prize bag is crazy tonight. We got a really good one for you guys, and thank you for coming out. I thought it would be like a, you know, this would be a good night to do a show out here at Flappers because, you know, a lot of us have the day off tomorrow because it's tomorrow's Good Friday. And yay! And I appreciate everyone that did show up, but it's not as busy as I thought it would be. But that means, you know, more of you have a chance of winning because there are less of you. Does that make sense? Audience members contributed, this is a first, audience members contributed to the prize bag a Creativity for Kids drawing activity book from Wendy's fast food restaurants. Yeah. And Xbox 360 Call of Duty Black Ops. That's from audience members. That's not even from guests. Guests brought this t-shirt that says... I don't understand the point of it. We'll ask him when he gets out here, but it says cool beer on it, on sunglasses, on a guy with a mustache and a big smile. So who wouldn't want to wear that? And another guest who's not affiliated with these films brought all three of the Matrix movies. So that's pretty cool for one third of that. And then another guest... You'll watch one and use the others, the two other ones for other things. Another guest brought a bunch of stuff from Go Foods, whatever that is, GoFoodsGiving.com. And so there's just tons of like, it looks kind of like army rations, but like in prettier packaging. And then there's a hat that says Legendary Pictures, but then there's just all these weird food things from Go Foods. I don't know if any of them are any good or not. We'll see about that. And then, oh shit, what else is in here? There's too much stuff in here, you guys. This is a ridiculous prize bag. There's like so much crap. I'm gonna just start throwing it on the floor. Oh, Kona Joe? I don't know what that is. Instant premium roast, again from Go Foods. I have no idea what Go Foods is. I'm sure this is a great promo for Go Foods. Yeah, Doug Benson just threw all the GoFood shit on the floor. It's pretty awesome. From my friends at... GoFood's also included a water bottle that says GoFood's on it. And then... did you guys hear the episode with the band Sleeper Agent that we did in a hotel room? Yeah, we got their CD, Celebration, is included. And also... the folks at Action Fest, the film festival with a body count, it's in Asheville, North Carolina, April 12 through 15. I'm going to go next year. I can't make it this year, but I'm definitely going to go. They gave us a bunch of T-shirts, and so one of those will be in the prize bag, and then I'm just going to throw some of the others out into the heads up. Good catch. Just suddenly hurling shirts at people makes them freak out, and they're like, just get hit in the face with a shirt. I'm trying to hit all sides, you guys. Good catch. Smooth. And an Action Fest program, and a copy of my CD, Professional Humor Edian, but also contributed by Action Fest, a copy of the DVD of the great action movie Ong Bak. So that's all the stuff you're going to win. Oh, and a CD from one of my guests that's called Humanitis, and so that gives away to some of you who that guest will be. And so please welcome to the stage my friends David Hunsberger, Ben Schwartz, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Little Wolverine. Hey, guys.
Oh, hello.
Hey. All those things from GoFoods, I brought them here. I got them free from somebody, and I didn't want them. And then I was like, yeah, I'll give them everything. And they came in this clear backpack. And then Benson's like, that's a pretty cool backpack. And you're like, right, I'm going to keep that thing. So now you're just stuck with weird food. That's it.
But you can hang out with little Japanese girls.
Yeah. This is going to really help me in the tiny Japanese market. My wallet and keys are in here.
Did anyone know what the t-shirt was in reference to? There you go, one guy.
He just threw a t-shirt at that guy just for knowing what it is. What is it in reference to?
Professor Blastoff podcast. Oh, a little contingency. There you go. Enjoy them. Have the rest of them. Oh.
Isn't that weird that they were all sitting together on that side of the room? Yeah. All the Professor Blastoff peeps?
Six people all in immediate contact with one another. They got that reference. But yeah, it's reference to the Professor Blastoff podcast. So thanks for listening, you guys. Get some free shirts.
That's David Huntsberger. And what does the shirt mean? Cool. What
yeah,
is it?
It's people like when they write in, they always in their emails with or things like that with cool beer. And it was a really subtle thing. One time I mentioned I was kind of awkward at parties and things like that. And I was like, I don't know what I do. So, you know, I try to like walk over to people and just, you know, say something like, "Hey, cool beer," or whatever. And Kyle or Tig were like, "You would say that?" It's like, "No, I would never say that." I'm like, "Yeah, when you're at a party, just, you know, go over and say something that they can all relate to, like, cool beer you got there," or whatever. So it just kind of became a dumb thing, and people latched on to it.
What do you mean it became six a dumb thing?
Six people it latched
started
on
out
to
a
it.
Dumb thing. That's awesome. So yeah, and then Sam Levine brought all the Matrix movies.
Yeah, brought the Matrix movies. Because I have rebought those on DVD and Blu-ray and HD DVD like 8 times. So now you guys are stuck with my first ones. Enjoy them.
Your first scratchy copies?
Yeah.
Did you like play the crap out of them?
I watched the shit
something?
Out of those. Actually, I don't know that I ever watched Revolutions, that copy that I own, that I've just donated.
You're compulsive in that you need to own all three, though.
Well, of course.
You have to complete the set, but you don't care to watch the whole
set. I even have the Animatrix somewhere as a standalone.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find it.
And then you bought Aeon Flux just because?
I loved Aeon Flux, but not the movie with Charlize.
Sure, sure.
I don't want to spoil the Matrix movies for you guys, but there is no spoon.
That's what you think the movies are about?
Yeah, there's no spoon.
You stopped watching after an hour into the first one.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's no spoon? What is there for me?
What's the point?
I'm a spoon man.
I'm a huge spoon guy. I love the movie Powder.
I only watch movies movie. Hoping that spoons will show up at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they say there's no spoon, like, fuck it.
What's the point?
I don't need to watch this spoonless motion picture.
What's the point?
My mom, when I was a kid, was hanging out with some hippies, and I remember waking up, it was past my bedtime, and they were sitting in the living room staring at spoons. Like, invited me over, like, "Give it a shot, maybe you've got the gift." And then a part of me was like, "Damn it, I'm so shitty at stuff. Can't bend this goddamn spoon."
They were all sitting around trying to bend spoons?
Adults, like five adults.
That, by the way, that means that they were trying to make like heroin or something. And you like interrupted them while they were burning their spoon, like burning the stuff in their spoons.
Uri Geller.
We're just bending them.
Uri Geller bent my house keys once. Does anyone know who Uri Geller is?
Uri Geller used to be the greatest reference, but now 8 out of 22 people.
Sorry, guys.
Don't know who he is.
But that is a true story. Bent my house keys, and I had to get them replaced by my landlord. Fucking Uri Geller. He won't bend them back.
He can't.
He can.
No,
he won't.
He doesn't have the ability.
Bend back my spoons. So, Ben, I love the Spider-Man trailer.
Thank you guys so much.
How many people other than
so
me have brought that
How
up to you?
How great was he in Social Network?
I was very good in Social Network. Did you guys see me in, not Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium. What's that movie that Terry Gilliam directed?
Oh, Dr. Parnassus.
Yeah, it's the same kind of movie. Yeah. Same kind of movie.
And you're doing Death of a Salesman on Broadway.
Let me tell you, Philip Seymour Hoffman is very nice. Way more facial hair than you think he would have. And he's 97 years young.
Wow. So this is all. Don't you guys think he looks similar to Andrew Garfield?
Okay. College Humor took. I play a character called John Ralphio. College Humor made a whole trailer of John Ralphio as Spider-Man.
Oh,
like put it in the Spider-Man. Oh, one person saw it. The same person who loves the podcast.
I saw it. It was hysterical.
It was very funny. Yeah. Funny.
That's so a great idea. That's very cool.
It was really funny. Yeah.
It's mostly the hair, right? You gotta say.
He's got to be Jewish, right? I'm assuming Garfield.
He was Andrew Schwartz, but he changed it.
Then he changed it.
Mm-hmm.
I met someone once that had the last name Schwartz and told me that they changed it, and they didn't know what my last name was, and then they felt really embarrassed. It was a Latino woman who was half Jewish, half Latino. I don't know why I'm sharing this. It made me feel uncomfortable. She's like, I was like, oh, what was your real last name? She goes, Schwartz. And I go, oh, that's my last name. She goes, oh, cool. I remember I had no self-confidence. It made me feel terrible. Clear backpack. You wish we had some mic stands, Doug.
Oh, shit. Those would be so helpful. Jeff Ross's real last name is Lifschultz.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah. I love knowing that.
What's John Stewart's real last name?
Colbert.
Okay. I can see that.
I forgot.
I don't know what John Stewart's real last name
is. It ain't Stewart.
Woody Allen's last name is something different, isn't it?
Konigsberg. Yeah. Nice. Two nerds racing to that answer.
William Allen Konigsberg.
There's a winner for everything.
Yeah. David, how's your podcast, Lieutenant Rocket Man, going?
Captain Takeoff, doing well.
Captain Blastoff, you like to approach everything from like kind of a science nerd kind of angle on your podcast.
A curious nerd angle, yeah. So we'll invite sort of experts and things like that on to fill us in. Because we're dumb.
So, but you personally are kind of an egghead.
Sure, I enjoy science. I don't retain it as well as I'd like, though. So I keep having to learn the same things over and over.
Like the table of elements?
Yeah. Right when I get down to selenium, I'm like, what was that first one? Damn it.
They keep adding new ones.
Do they?
No.
Yeah, actually, they do.
I thought that was a set thing. I didn't know they were like, new element.
Unobtainium?
I don't think that was officially added.
It will be. Sure it will bust. Be.
James Cameron was like, I will go to the bottom of the ocean if you don't add this. and I will sit there until you do. So, David, obviously the science in Avatar you probably think is silly, but like, what's your favorite movie in terms of like a movie that like explains some science to people?
Flight of the Navigator.
Explains some science? Yeah, Flight of the Navigator's got some good stuff. Huge.
Is it? Is it a good one?
No.
What was the one where Nicolas Cage adaptation?
Oh, I was gonna guess Bad Lieutenant 2.
that had some flower kind of sciencey stuff.
I just watched that 2 days ago for like the fourth time.
It's good, right?
Chris Cooper's character.
They talk about orchids a lot.
Yeah.
Yep. Crocodile flowers and then just mysterious alligator attacks out of nowhere. You don't cross those two things up very often. You know, like, oh, these flowers are beautiful. You know what this scene needs? Crocodile attack. And then it happens. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I can't really think of a great
Sam Levine, same question.
Yeah, same question. Better.
What's a good science movie?
Real Genius. I changed my answer. Real Genius.
Too late. It's too late.
Weird Science?
It's too late.
What about Weird Science?
It's really science weird science because there's very little science in it. It's all just strange miracle.
Yeah, I know. The Saint with Val Kilmer and Elizabeth Shue.
That's
they
good.
Discover cold fusion, remember?
Yeah, she's real smart in that
she's
one.
She's real smart. She's got all her stuff on cards she keeps in her bra.
Yeah, but no, you don't ever see any side boob, though.
No side boob.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. That movie where she and Jennifer Lawrence play mother-daughter that are in a haunted house that's got ghosts.
Oh, Wally?
What? Yes, Wally.
Am I on the right page? Am I off?
Wally 2?
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Protocol.
They all wear hooded sweatshirts.
That looks really sexy. I think Elizabeth Shue and Jennifer Lawrence make a good mother-daughter team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah. I'm down with that. Do you have anything in the can movie-wise, Sam? Anything coming out?
I do. I have a bunch of TV stuff coming out. It's very
I didn't
exciting.
Ask about TV.
You said movie.
It's in the can.
The show is Doug Loves TV.
I have no movies to promote. Currently.
Well, let's just go back then and remind everyone, check out Sydney White. It's a great
Drones.
It's a
Drones
great
is a
Drones?
Is a, Drones, yeah. It's an independent film I did a couple years ago. It's on DVD now. You can get it on demand. It's surprisingly good.
Do you think anyone's demanding to see Drones?
It's up to you.
My Nana.
I'll watch when I get home. What's the runtime on that? If you're over an hour and a half, I'm not going to watch
it. No, it's under, it's like 80 to 85 minutes.
You just made it. I'll watch it. Yeah. I'll watch it. All you right. just made it.
Yeah.
Levine, what's your real name? Schwartz? I asked Ben Schwartz and Sam Levine when we were waiting to come on. I was like, so, big Easter plans? What do you guys?
Oh, no.
What's Huntsberger? Is that Jewish, too?
Swiss. Swiss.
Yeah, how do you spell
wink,
burger?
Wink. Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, people kept asking. They thought it was German, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's from Bern, Switzerland, like Hun meaning people. Hun, and then it just changed a whole bunch. Adapted, if you will, if I can recall a movie that I love so much, and became Huntsberger with a T, inexplicably. But not Jewish, guys. Any?
Cut him off, Benson. Yeah. Why are you waiting to cut him off?
Why did I let that go on?
I'm so sorry.
Long.
I'm so sorry.
I was probably just waiting for the chop to come up.
What happened?
I was out of stuff when I started.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. He should have cut you off.
No, he should have. Jeez. Yeah, I was out there just floundering.
Just in the wind. Like that movie WALL-E. Never seen it. Never seen it. Never seen it. Never seen it. Never seen it.
Jeff Garlin's in it. He plays
fat guy.
He plays one of, well, all of humanity has become so fat that everybody rides around in little private
rascals,
motorized rascals.
Yeah, wheelless
Except for
rascals.
One person. Isn't one person alive? What was it? Wasn't there the guy who talks to everybody?
Captain.
What was his name?
Captain somebody. Captain Blastoff.
Jeff Garlin was the captain.
No, I'm losing it.
But they
Captain Schwartz from the audience.
I'm
well
forgetting.
Done. Good callback.
But the original script for they all kind of like aren't good at walking anymore is the point. They're like they become so fat they don't really walk anymore.
Right.
And then but like in the original script of WALL-E, I've probably told this story before, but in the original script they were just human beings that become blobs that don't even have working legs anymore because we don't need to walk anymore in the future.
Ugh.
And that would have been really, like, it was already a fucking creepy as hell movie.
Jesus.
That managed to win over America. But can you imagine if they didn't have legs?
That would make the third act so different, where they run to the rescue when they all get out of their chairs and run.
The end
of that movie in the first draft is just they die. They fall on the ground, they all die, and the robots take over.
So you have seen the picture.
I love that movie. I watch any Pixar movie 100 times. Except for Brave. Fuck that.
Except for what?
Brave, it's coming out. I'm kidding.
Are you
finally, there's
movie?
One that stars a girl, and you're like, fuck it.
Yeah, right. What is
I don't
this
watch Mulan
do?
Either.
No way. I shut off Sleeping Beauty every time the girl comes on. But that Prince Charming is awesome.
But to challenge your thing, your Pixar claim, Cars 2?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
Well done.
So you won't see that 10 times.
No. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
But all the other ones are good.
Mm. Mm.
That's their first failure, right? Pretty good track.
Not failure.
It made $1 million.
It did all right, but it didn't get the expected Academy nod. You know, it's the first one that didn't get it since they made that category. And
Cars one wasn't even that good.
Guys, come on, what are we doing right now?
That
comes up a lot on the show. It's like, if you're somebody that's super into cars, you like cars. But if you're not super into cars, you're like, why are those cars talking?
Do you mean cars?
Why are they acting like drivers aren't involved in the car racing process?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like you're acting like it's just a car with a big smile on its face, just won that fucking race, and Mario Andretti's just along for the ride.
I mean,
or Jeff Gordon,
one
more,
of them,
more current.
One of them, definitely one of them.
Yeah. So, David, what have you seen lately? Have you been to the cinema?
The last thing I saw in the cinema was The Hunger Games.
Yeah,
I didn't care for it.
Okay.
No one's hungry at all in it.
Oh no!
There's never a sense of like suspense. Like in the book when she's thirsty and Haymitch is kind of like guiding her along and she's about to die. He learns how tough she is. You get it as the viewer get a sense like, oh, she can figure shit out. She's tough. And in the movie, he's like, I'm thirsty. Water immediately.
Wait, so in the books he continues to guide her once she's out there, because
once
in the movie he sort of doesn't have contact with her anymore, right?
It's totally he is. is way different in the book. Like, the first time when they go and pull the numbers out, he shows up as the ex-champion, and he's so drunk he just falls off the stage. So it sets the tone, like, man, this guy's really fucked up all the time. But in the movie, he's just casually, like, slick drunk.
Yeah, he's like, just got, like, a, yeah, he's got, like, a flask, yeah. You know, which is, like, that's how you get away with being drunk.
Yeah.
But in the society.
Movie, in the movie, he's, like, vomiting on himself drunk, and they really butt heads.
In the book.
And then, so... later when she's out in the games and she's running along, she's like literally dying of thirst and she finally stops and she thinks the balloon's gonna come, so she's like, water, and it doesn't show up, and she's like, he hates me, he's gonna let me die out here. And then she's like passing out and she feels mud, and she's like, oh, mud, feel mud, water, and scrambles over and finds water, drinks it. It's like, aha, he was testing me.
Are you describing the whole book right now?
I was just gonna say, holy
guys,
shit.
That's chapter one. All let right. me move forward here.
You wonder why they didn't put that in the movie. That would have taken an hour and a half.
No, it's a small thing.
You just explained a huge, like,
she's a hunter. They show her shoot one bird. I think they get it. She's a great hunter. She shot that one bird. She must be fucking awesome with a bow and arrow.
That's true.
She did shoot the one bird.
And then the second time she shoots, she misses the target.
Yeah, she misses.
And then the third time she hits an apple. So, you know, two out of three times she's pretty good.
She's decent.
She's like a 66% shooter.
Yeah.
Would you have preferred they called it the Slightly Famished Games?
Oh, the Everything Works
you
Out
You waited
games.
On that joke that whole time?
And what about the only...
That was so good.
The only district that riots is the predominantly black district? That was so oddly racist out of nowhere. And they
really?
Never explained it. Yeah. Just like cut away to, oh, this ain't right. And just slamming shit around. Like, well, what the fuck was that?
Wow.
When they show
that.
All the rich people enjoying the Hunger Games, are there no black people? I didn't notice.
No, there were.
There were some.
There absolutely were.
Well, that's good. That's good that some of them became part of the 1%.
Not totally racist. Movie's not totally racist.
It's totally a 1%ers movie. Like, but the 1%ers all have crazy colored hair.
The social commentary they were trying to make.
God, you have a point of view on this.
I really do.
Holy shit.
It's so fucking violent.
You asked the wrong question.
I'll tell you, a movie that came out earlier, like
last
year.
How did you start this like this? Anybody seen movies? Oh, I don't know. I guess I saw The Hunger Games. Here I go. You acted like you
started on The Hunger Games.
You started the key of your own car.
I hated how little attention In Time got. And granted, it was a little slow, but it made like the same social commentary in a better, like, Robin Hoodsy kind of way. And The Hunger Games got all this hype, and it's just dumb teenagers and like the bullies from District 1. Like when they're making fun of the kids that are weaker than them, like, guess he's all right. Like 80s style. So goddamn
annoying.
Let me
ask you this. Let me ask you this, David. Because I didn't read the books.
Neither did I.
Yeah, because they're for children.
And so are the goddamn movies.
Let's get back to Cars 2. This adult show here.
Thank you.
No,
I thought
what do you like philosophically
so
about Cars 2?
You notice how there were no black cars in Cars 2? Why can't you make a Lamborghini black? I've seen a Lamborghini black before. Fucking 1%.
In the movie, there's like a group of like four or five kids that like form an alliance and run around trying to kill Katniss.
Sure.
And they're all laughing like it's the most fun thing ever to be in the Hunger Games. And they never seem to stop and think, oh, but all of us are going to be dead soon.
Right.
Because only one can survive. Like, why would you form an alliance with anyone that you would have to eventually kill? It's not Survivor, where you have to eventually vote against them.
Right.
Where you cast your ballot against them, and then they have to leave and go stay in a 4-star hotel. It's the fucking Hunger Games, where you're all going to be dead. There's never been, in previous Hunger Games, a last-minute decision to let two people live, which happens during this one for God knows what reason.
Spoiler!
If you haven't seen it yet, if you haven't read the book or seen the shitty movie yet,
and
you have no leg to stand on.
Why does no one call her cat piss? No, I mean, that would develop her character. Like, oh, I get it. She's got the thick skin about her. She's used to this sort of treatment. I get it.
You said cactus?
No, they can't piss.
They can't make fun of her name because in the future, everyone has stupid names.
Yeah, true.
PETA? Or yeah. Everybody has names that, like, yeah, Massachusetts people gave them. Your name is PETA. Are you sure it's not Peter? No.
It used to be a food.
That joke.
My name is Sandwich. What? It's Hamish.
Everybody's name is a second. Like, no, you misheard me.
You guys remember that time that we had that huge argument about Mary Poppins? Because that's another children's movie that you guys are all arguing about right now.
Wait, we argued about Mary Poppins?
No! And you shouldn't be arguing about
because,
this!
Because seriously, why are the chimney sweeps so happy?
Thank you so much.
And when do they find time to choreograph these sweet dances?
And why are they dancing?
Where did these fucking penguins learn to dance
so
well?
That's insane. All right. By the way, that's the movie.
That one's on me.
Are they cleaning chimneys with their faces? Why are they so filthy all the time?
By the way, and chimney is not a word when you separate it into three different fucking words. It's one word. I don't want to talk about it.
Why does the one in the Hunger Games say, hey,
oh
man?
Oh, my God! Stop it, David! Stop it!
Those beards are pretty sweet, though. No one acknowledges that.
Beards?
Like, yeah, the beards are great.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
American Beauty
Wes
guy.
Bentley has a crazy beard that, like, there's never a scene of him meticulously preparing his fucked-up beard.
Taking out a little pocket mirror. Ooh,
yeah.
My beard.
Yeah. This isn't weird enough. Give me 35 more minutes. Just shave off pieces of beards.
Yeah, it's a... Oh, God damn it.
So, yes, you did see The Hunger Games?
I did see it. I didn't care for it so much.
Cool.
I'll tell you what, I did see it.
No.
Singing in the Rain. You guys seen that one? Old classic.
Yeah.
I finally saw it. I loved it. Thought it was great.
Oh, great.
Just thought I'd change the tone a little bit.
Where did that come from?
Just wanted to bring it back to something positive, balance it out. Cool, I was so negative against The Hunger Games. Cool.
You're pro Singing in the Rain.
Yes.
There's terribly low body count in that movie, though.
He is a little maniacal when he is actually singing in the rain. Like, he would be arrested. I mean, he's just kicking water around.
Just like something. Just be okay that you like something.
That's my only thing I didn't like. Otherwise, I thought it was great.
Okay.
Debbie Reynolds, fantastic. So charming.
It's really good, yeah. I'm really surprised that you, like, why they even bothered to watch Singing in the Rain. That's awesome. I saw there's a West End musical version of it playing in England right now, and I went and saw that, and it's just like they reenact the entire movie on stage, and like I managed to walk away going, oh well, that was, they just reenacted the movie. like they should bring more to the table than just doing it on stage. But it was kind of cool that they made it rain on stage, and then he kicked water into the front row, and all the people in the front row were like, my fucking fur! Or whatever. Like, they had a splash zone, and they didn't give out any, plastic tarps like they do at a Gallagher show.
Yeah.
When she's singing behind her, that must have looked pretty cool, theater-wise, when they pull back the curtain, and then she's there singing behind.
Yeah, it was neat, but, you know, we saw the movie, so... So it's not much of a surprise when
that
happens.
That's a tough one, though, when they modern it up a little bit, you know, like that. Eh.
Wait, without spoiling it for me, in the end, do they end up singing in the rain or no? But no spoilers.
The rain singing happens pretty early on.
Okay.
Yeah. It's about,
how's the vaudeville
it's about
guy?
Midway
was
into
he
the picture.
As good?
Yeah, he did a good job.
Doug, I just remembered, I'm in a movie called Columbus Circle. It's out on DVD right now. You should get it.
Oh, all right.
Kevin Pollak is in it. Amy Smart, Jason Lee, Giovanni Ribisi. Really
What's
good
the
movie.
Runtime?
I think it's the shortest movie ever. It's like 82 minutes.
All your movies are way over an hour and a half. You're just lying.
No,
me.
I swear. It's like
82 minutes.
It's like I can't believe it was cut at that length.
All right. I'll
Columbus Circle. So it's about a group of people that discover America and then jerk each other off.
and they're like, come gives pox to whoever goes by them.
Oh,
yes, Doug.
That's a great movie.
The dreaded cum pox.
And that
cum
is pox. The movie.
Oh, man, you look sick.
Who
do you want have?
To see that movie?
I don't want to talk about it.
I want to see that movie.
What have you seen lately, Ben Schwartz?
I saw The Hunger Games.
Oh, no!
Here we go.
I
Did you like it?
I did. I never read the books. You know what it was? Because it was like a movie. I feel like I watched so many independent movies that it was like a movie. Same with like Hugo. When I saw Hugo, I was like, oh, this is fun because I'm watching a fucking movie. I really enjoyed it that I went to a theater and I got to watch a movie. So same with The Hunger Games. I did not read the books. I had no idea that it was going to be like gory. No spoilers. Well, people die. You'll figure it out. But it's like, but all
just,
of a sudden,
just 22 people.
Yeah, just 22 people. But like,
I loved how you just covered up your mouth and nose when I started to give something away. Like you didn't even cover your ears. Look at that. Look at what she's doing.
All of her information comes in through her like front orifices.
I listen through my nose.
Yeah. What else? I think I saw Adaptation last week. What else? Oh, and I just re-rented Anchorman because Anchorman 2 is coming out, so I wanted to watch that again.
Yeah, you got to bone up.
I got real excited for that.
You
got
to be ready. What do you think he's going to do in the sequel? Do you think he and the whole news team are going to move to another city?
I heard before they're going to go for something crazy, and then the place said no, so I don't know what they're going to do now. I don't know what they're going to do now, but
I really hope that it's basically Anchorman 1 again, and Ed Helms gets bitten by a monkey or something.
It becomes like Jumanji.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
Was that Helms in Anchorman?
No, I'm taking a stab at Hangover 2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm poking a little fun at it because it's not a different movie. It's the same
thing again. Yeah, well, we certainly don't need the same thing again, Anchorman. They could definitely do something. Like, I don't want them to do, like, you know, all in Spanish with subtitles, you know. Will Ferrell's done that already. Did you guys see that? Casa de
Mi Padre? I want to see that.
Is it good? Is it fun?
Those aren't hearty claps.
People like
good.
It? Two thumbs up over there.
I bet it was good. I want to see it, man. I think it'd be funny.
All right. Sam Levine, what have you seen lately?
I've seen 3 films in the previous week or so.
And they're all my films. Columbus Circle.
No, you're not in that movie.
No,
man.
Your films. I know.
Your
I know.
Films.
I saw Game Change, the HBO movie about Sarah Palin.
Okay. Let's,
all right.
Let's talk about real movies.
All right. Fair enough. I saw Exit Through the Gift Shop.
I think Julianne Moore does an okay job, but I think Tina Fey was a better in sketches. She was a better
for laughs. Yeah, Tina Fey.
Not
Fey's
just for
great.
Laughs, just for the look and the way she sounded and everything.
No,
I just thought,
no,
yeah.
Julianne Moore was amazing. She's gonna get an Emmy for sure.
All right. Seriously. I just like people are like, oh, they're so good. Ed Harris and Julianne Moore are so great, and it's just like, yeah, they're great at. Seeming like Ed Harris and Julianne Moore pretending to be those other people.
I disagree.
I never was like, I, you know, completely lost in it.
I lost it with Julianne Moore. I forgot I was watching her.
All right.
Lost it with Julianne Moore.
Well, you know, really? Does she do that laugh all the time with the... Like, I know that was a visual thing, but, you know, she's always with this squinty eye and this mouth as far open as she can get it. Every billboard, it drives me crazy. She do that... As Sarah Palin, or should keep it together a little bit?
Whatever the thing you want me to say that's going to make you not take another shit on the movie, yes.
I think her approach is too subtle, to be honest with you. I think Julianne Moore is too subtle. Like, she does too good of a job in keeping making Sarah Palin a real person.
Oh.
Because she's not. She's a fucking cartoon character who was just on the Today Show the other day. For the first time they show her, they cut to her and goes, Sarah Palin's going to be joining us. And she's got like a stack of newspapers.
Newspapers.
And she's looking through all of them like, whoa, newspapers.
Oh, wow.
It's so fucking corny. Yeah. And then Matt Lauer and the whole gang talks to her and acts like she's like a person whose opinion matters. It's fucking brutal. But okay, next movie.
Exit Through the Gift Shop.
That movie was great.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I think it's on Netflix Instant if people want to watch it.
I believe you're correct.
I think it's awesome. I heard a rumor that Mitt Romney's going to put Mr. Brainwash on the ticket.
Really?
He's going to be his vice presidential.
I would vote for Romney then.
Romney Brainwash.
Yeah.
Romney Brainwash. I put that on the back of my car.
At Melrose and I think Highland, there's a new Mr. Brainwash that's like John Lennon and Yoko. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, it's them like naked together?
Or? Yeah. And that's within the last couple months, I think. So he's still out there making it happen.
Good for him.
Good for Brainwash.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good movie. And what's your third one?
It's the movie Thief. James Caan movie. That went old school.
Rented it or whatever?
No, it was on TV, and I DVR'd it and then watched it the next
Michael
day.
Mann.
Yeah, Michael Mann.
I think like his
it.
Second feature.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Might have been his first one.
It may have been first or second. It's kind of ridiculous. James Caan, it's like he gets his life totally together, and then at the last set, like he's a thief, he's a safecracker, and like he pulls all the shit together, so everything's right in his life. He's got this woman he's in love with, he adopts a baby, and And then the thief, his like the guy who pays him, double crosses him, and he's like, "You can't be safe because you've got a baby and a wife and a business." And he's like, "Whatever." And then he kicks his wife and his baby out, and he literally, it blows up his business. And then the movie ends.
Dude, same exact log line in Wally.
That's
exactly.
So it's like the Kaiser Soze element, except without all the cool revengey stuff afterward.
Yeah, there's no revengey stuff. He's just like, whatever, now I got nothing. Up yours.
Credits.
What are you going to do to me now? It's like, I don't think I have to do anything to you. You just did it all yourself. Now you have to come work for me. I don't know.
All right, I'm going to see right now what Leonard Maltin had to say about Thief.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys can have a fight with each other about it.
What's the topic that we can fight about?
Oh, wait, though? I before E. Hang on.
Thief. Thief. It's an Australian
thief
version
of Baghdad. Thief. Thief Who Came to Dinner. Thief. There it is.
What is Thief Who Came to Dinner?
1981 is the year of Thief. Yeah. 3 stars from Leonard. He calls it an arresting drama about a professional thief, inventively realized by writer-director Mann in his feature debut.
There
nice.
You go.
James Caan is excellent as a man with one drive, survival. Stylishly photographed and scored by Tangerine Dream. Did this
I can name that film in 3 names. Am I doing this wrong?
How many negative names could you do?
You just saw it.
I could do it in, I don't know, two?
Two negative names?
James Caan and then, who's the chick? Tuesday Weld?
Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi, yeah.
That's correct, Jim Belushi.
did you think we said taking care of business?
Oh, I love that movie.
No, he's in the movie. He's totally in the movie.
Wasn't he in K-9 also?
He was.
I loved that movie.
Yeah.
I really did like that movie. Yeah.
I'm sorry. We missed a great Taking Care of Business reference because that movie I love. You know why I love that movie, don't you?
I think I do.
Why do I love that movie?
Because what the working title was?
No.
Oh, because the working title was Philofax. Because it was about a guy losing his Philofax and then another guy finding it and taking care of business.
I love that movie because it is one of the few fictional movies where the Cubs win the World Series.
Oh, yes.
That's an exciting reason to like it.
Yeah.
If you follow Sam Levine on Twitter around baseball season, it's all fucking Cubs shit. Yeah, it's whether they won or lost.
How does that new, I think it's MLB The Show this season, how does that affect you?
It hurts me.
Yeah.
It's painful to watch that commercial.
I can imagine that.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
I heard this is a little off the subject, but I heard that the
Hunger Games was great.
In 2004, when the Red Sox won, this guy, Babe Ruth's house that he grew up in went on the market, and the guy bought it and burned it to the ground, thus ending that curse.
Yeah.
So you guys need to do something about that goat.
We need to kill some goats.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Who, what culture eats goats?
I don't want to do this.
Mexicans?
This is going to get racist before it gets not racist. There's no winner in this conversation.
Doug doesn't love sports or goats.
No. Doug loves movies, though.
Yeah, what happened to this show?
Just talking about Fever Pitch.
The guy who mentioned Jim Belushi, who was third billed in Thief?
Why are you making fun of your fans?
Just because he was so smart and I was so dumb.
Oh, I get it now.
Willie Nelson. Yeah, Willie Nelson was third billed.
Really?
Yeah, he's like James Caan's dad, maybe, or something.
Yeah,
or he's in prison.
He's in prison, yeah. Willie Nelson's in prison.
Yeah, and he goes and visits him and gets some. So it's either a mentor or his dad.
Yeah.
All right, Thief. Check it out, you guys.
Check it out, guys. He blows up everything in the end.
The music sounds just like Risky Business, but the movie's not fun.
No.
Tangerine Dream. They did like 3 movie scores, I think, around that time. And then they got out of the business.
Are you just playing Angry Birds now?
Mm-hmm.
Seems weird, man.
Just getting my phone ready for you guys know what's coming. Yeah. You know, not to bring it up again so that David goes off again, but are you guys...
I've said my piece.
Okay, do you guys hunger for games?
Oh, you got 2 in the barrel for Hunger Game jokes.
Let's play Build a Title.
Yay!
Yeah, let's do it.
Low stakes, very low stakes.
High stakes.
All you get for winning is you get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game tonight.
And you can get one okay food product.
No,
is that what it was called?
It's not okay. It's called Go.
Go Food.
Is it all stuff that makes you shit? Is that why it's called?
Literally, I got a backpack of it.
Is that why it's called Go Food?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It either makes you really hyper or it makes you shit. One of those two.
Go Food. It's like really good for if you're an astronaut or something like that. That's their big seller.
If you're space or an astronaut.
Then they'd call it Go in a Tube Food.
I guess so.
All right.
Let's build a
fire. We'll just go straight across. We'll start with Sam, then we'll go to Ben, and then David. This first one was suggested by @LenaHeadyFan1.
Wow.
I know. On Twitter. Suggested Longest Yard. Sam Levine needs a movie that ends in long or longest, or begins with yard or ard. Can you think of any?
Wow, and I know you usually always come up with one for both ends.
No, not this time.
No.
Not this time. I was like, these guys are good. I don't give a shit what happens. I'm just going to stick it out there and see if anybody can deal with it.
Longest.
Don't help, you guys. Also, longest day is of no help. But please don't make suggestions. I know it's late and you've been drinking, but... blank longest yard.
Isn't there a movie called The Yards?
No. They might have it, no.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, so the longest yards.
That is awesome. Now, if only there was a movie called Yard Sale.
Yeah.
then Ben would be in business.
What is this? Yards?
Yards.
You just put an
longest
S on it?
Yards.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Real cool.
Good job.
Thanks.
Good job, fellow Jewish person.
Wow.
Right. I love that. Because you made that noise because you don't have Jewish people in Burbank, right?
I mean, there's no way I'm going to get anything. The Oblongs, that's a TV show. That was close, though.
That's great, though. Oblongest Yard.
That would have been great.
What about you, David?
I'm just wishing that that Adam Sandler movie had been called Just Play Along. As opposed to just go with it.
Oh yeah, but that would help.
Would have really
game.
Worked. But
I can't believe they're not naming movies just to help this game. That's bizarre. Nothing.
No.
Sam. All right. So just by adding an S for yards, Sam gets a point.
Thank you very much.
People clapping at that. How well dare done. You?
Smart.
All right. We'll start with David this time. Come back the other way. G Nice 3D suggested on Twitter, God Bless America. So you need a movie, David, that ends with God or begins with America.
American Beauty.
Oh, okay.
God Bless American Beauty and the Beast.
Bringing it back to animation.
Oh, no.
So you don't have any kids, do you?
No, I love anime. I'm doing one of those DreamWorks animated movies. I just did it. I like love animated movies.
What's it called?
It's called Turbo. It stars everybody famous and then randomly me. It's like this person, this person, this person, and the tiniest font. And Ben Schwartz.
Nice.
From rejectedjokes.com. It's like Samuel L. Jackson from Pulp Fiction and Ben Schwartz from Sunday Night to the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
So what is the title of
Beauty and
the
Beast? All right, Sam, you got God Bless American Beauty and the Beast.
Beastmaster.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
What was the subtitle on Beastmaster 2? Do you remember?
Oh, God.
Because that would have been fun to throw out. But we'll just go with Beastmaster. So we go back to David.
The Portal of Time.
Portal of Time. Holy shit. David, God Bless American Beauty and the Beastmaster.
I'm going Dear God Bless.
Oh, that's what I was going to do.
Dear God Bless American Beauty and the Beastmaster.
Masters of the Universe. There it is.
Masters of the Universal Soldier.
Nicely done. This is getting nasty. How are we so bad on the first one?
Longest Yard was a hard one to start
That's
off with.
Tough
but
one.
David, Dear God Bless American Beauty and the Beast Masters of the Universal Soldier.
Dear God Bless
Soldier. Of Fortune?
Of Fortune? Who was in that?
Van Damme, I think.
Soldier of Fortune? That was the whole title.
What about Fortunate Son? That was a movie, right? Nope. Let's see you guys out there. Give me one more minute.
How fortunate was he? I don't know.
Yeah, give me one more second. Give me the whole thing, Doug Benson.
Dear God Bless American Beauty and the Beastmasters of the Universal Soldier of Fortune.
No. Come on.
Fortune.
What am I going to do? I think Fortunate One, but I think that's a song from Buffalo Springfield or something. I'm gonna lose. Sam.
All right, Sam. Mm. Anything?
Nah, David gets it.
Blank Deer.
I got nothing.
Fortune Blank. Nothing?
Nothing.
Point goes to David Hunsberger.
Well done, right. David. That was a good round, though,
Dude,
guys.
Yeah, we really strung together a good one.
So this was the
that
Universal
was great.
Soldiers of Fortune.
This there is like go. The Hunger Games. We all teamed up there pretty well.
If you make one more fucking Hunger Games reference.
I feel like that was a positive one.
Yeah, you did well. I shouldn't shit on you. You did well. I should give you it when you deserve it. God, I wish we had some mic stands.
David, you kind of remind me of PETA a little bit.
Josh Hutcherson?
He could be like his older bro, right?
Hutcherson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the books, does he have an older brother?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, because if he did, why wouldn't that guy step up and go, I want a tribute?
Right.
Yeah, true.
I volunteer
in tribute.
David would be up there. David would be like, I volunteer to tell you why this movie sucks. Number one.
Round of applause. How many people in this room have seen The Hunger Games? Okay.
How many
of you still live with your parents?
Sam.
All right.
Sam.
I need to know.
What was your point?
How many felt like kind
it's
of on board with what I was saying,
kids
though?
It's a movie.
You were
it's
trying
books
to.
For teenagers.
It is not a kids movie.
It's rated
it is.
PG-13.
It's for teens.
Movies are for the child that lives in your mind.
No.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
You can do anything you want in life.
I won't do it. You know what's a good movie? Sideways.
That's a good movie.
Not based on a book for preteens.
Right, and it's not for children. But you're right. But, you know, like the books, Harry Potter books were for kids, and those, some of those turned out pretty good
movies.
Those
are terrible to watch as a grown person.
How do you feel about The Princess Bride?
There you go.
Oh! Okay, so if your argument is, if I see The Hunger Games when I'm 14 years old, will I always like it? Yes.
They should make a Princess Bride prequel where you play a young Wallace Shawn.
Inconceivable! God, that would be amazing. That's a movie I'd watch if it was over 90 minutes. I'd watch the fuck out of that thing.
I love that you're allowed to take such a firm stand on 3D movies, but I can't take a stand on movies that are
based on
books
for teenagers. What's your firm stand? So you hate them?
Well, I just think that, I personally think that that's where they went wrong with Hunger Games, is it was like, it was a book for teenagers, but it was a violent book for teenagers, so they should have made it an R and fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Instead of every time someone's getting killed, the camera starts spazzing out, and people that are watching it in IMAX start vomiting.
But it's made more money. That movie has made more money than almost any other movie in the universe the first time it's come out.
And that's what's encouraging to me, is that the reason it made so much money is because people loved the book, which they read. So it's just nice to know that, even if though it's children's literature, it's nice to know people are reading still, because I gave up on reading years ago.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I wait for the movie, and then when the movie comes out, I'm disappointed.
Let the Hunger Games live on and play.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, so Sam just... David just got that point.
We'll start with Ben.
We'll go to Sam. And would you like? You don't get to choose.
Yep. I'll take it.
Matt J. Allen 27 suggested.
Oh, I love this dude.
Children of Men. So you need a movie that ends with children or begins with men.
Little Children of Men.
Nice. Little.
Also a very funny title. For an improv group. For an improv group starring Vern Troyer and the guy who plays Willow.
Oh, yeah. Work Davis. If you're not watching Life's Too Short, get on it.
I just saw that YouTube clip. I didn't watch it, though.
Yeah, it's fun show.
Little Children of Men.
Okay, Little Children of Men.
Little Sam. Children of Men Don't Leave.
No applause on that one.
No.
No one was impressed.
It would have been better work. It would have worked better.
All right, David. So you got to end with Little or begin with Leave.
Stuart Little.
Way to screw up the top of it. What is it, Stuart Little?
Stuart Little, Children of Men Don't Leave. Leave.
Yeah, Leave is going to be the bread and butter of this one, guys.
Yeah, Leave.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah. Nice.
Very good.
Thank you guys for being so supportive of me and hating Sam. I appreciate that. Even if he gets this, let's let him have it. He deserves it.
The crowd already gave you the taller hair award.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Sam, Stuart Little, Children of Men Don't Leave in Las Vegas.
And you can't add an S to Vegas.
No matter how hard you try.
No.
Nothing?
I got nothing.
Wow.
You can do it. Dave, you have one?
Leaving Las Vegas Vacation.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
There it is. I knew it. I felt like I was forgetting one. Couldn't get it. Nice job, David.
Vacation.
Do you guys have, without saying it, is there one that I don't know that's real easy off Vacation?
Vacation something? I can't think of a movie that's
really?
Vacation something. And Sean is always a tough one. It always leaves people.
What about then, Stew? Maybe someone ends with
Stew. Stew, yeah.
Maybe someone ends with Stew.
Uh-huh.
Wally Stew.
Ghost Protocol Stew. Hunger Games Stew.
Hunger Games Stew. Oh, what about...
That would work.
What about if it ends... What about if a movie
if
ends with
ends
S
in two.
And it says 2? All right.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's like a Fast and Furious 2. Fast Too Furious.
Yeah, yeah. That one doesn't work. But there's some that... You got to find a sequel that doesn't have a... what do you call it?
Gremlins 2.
That would be amazing.
A subtitle, yeah. But wasn't Gremlins 2 called more... Wasn't there
Gremlins
more title?
Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
give me,
the hard
give
part.
Me 10 seconds.
Oh, I've...
Cars 2?
Yeah, that would work.
Amazing.
That would work. Why are you helping? Why are you helping?
Because you already said this is a meaningless game.
Oh yeah, that's true.
All right, I'm not going to waste any more time. I don't. I can't think of one off the bat.
Car
Stuart Little would have been amazing. I screwed it up.
Could you have done? What if you did like It Takes Two? It Takes Two.
That would have worked.
Yeah,
that would get in there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I lost.
That would work.
Oh, you win.
David wins.
Yeah.
David is on the board again. All right, I'll give you guys one more chance to tie it up with David. If you don't, we're going to call him the winner.
Yeah.
This and I can't win no matter what.
Suggested by... No, you can still win.
We'll see.
Suggested by 8A-Tree, whatever that means. Guy ate a tree.
Prove it.
Man... Oh, wait, we got to determine who's going to start. David got the point, and so then we'll start with Ben and go to Sam.
Great.
So...
That's what you did last time.
Yeah, but watch this. All right, let's do it.
Man on the Moon. Man on the Moon.
Iron Man on the Moon.
Iron Man on the Moon.
Iron Man on the Moonstruck.
Whoosh. Whoosh.
Wow, David's in trouble, I
that
think.
That is in trouble.
That's a hard one. You got to end with iron.
Ugh.
I guess. Iron.
Okay.
Or...
Eagle Iron.
Yeah. I like it. Eagle Iron. Eagle Iron.
Isn't there a movie called Iron Eagle?
Yeah, there's
Iron Eagle, Eagle man Iron on the Man there. On the Moonstruck.
Nice.
Yeah. <Da-da-da-da>.
I'm going to wrap this cord up.
Iron Eagle Iron Man on the Moonstruck.
That's a great name.
what do you got, Sam?
That's a movie, right? Eagle Iron?
Is it on news now, Sam?
It is.
Okay. Anything I mm-hmm. would work. Blank I.
Yeah.
Robot I?
No.
Dyslexic.
Robot, comma, I. Robot,
comma, I. there's a movie called The I.
Ooh. The I?
The I.
Yeah, we can't.
Can't accept that? E-Y-E?
No, because you're not adding anything.
The?
Because the doesn't count.
Evil Eye?
There's movies... I don't think that's one.
Sure
but.
It is. I'll pull a Graham Elwood. It's got to be.
Who's in Evil Eye?
Evil Eye.
Seymour Cassell and...
God, he's
Who else? Jane Campion has a cameo.
Can you think of anything that begins with truck?
Because
struck.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Go truck, yeah.
Truck stop killer.
All right, you're just fucking around.
I'm out.
Do you have one, Dave?
What about this? And this might be dastardly. What about I Spy an Eagle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I Spy an Eagle.
Brought it right back to I again, yeah. Which is shitty.
I Spy an Eagle. Iron. I Spy. Iron Eagle. Iron Man of the Moon. Struck.
Oh, I was
back
so
to you,
close.
Ben.
With, was close with liar, liar. I'm not there though.
Uh-uh. But yeah, ends in I.
Bicentennial.
You
man.
Know, blank I. You know that movie, Blank Eye?
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. I got you.
I can think of a few of those.
Just Pie?
I've got two. Pie.
Yeah.
I like it.
Pie?
I like it. Pie. Pie, Spy. Pie, Spy, Eye.
This is the dumbest one of these you've ever done.
American Pie.
Of the Moonstruck. American, yeah. All right. American Pie, Spy, Iron Eagle, Iron Man.
Oh, you just added American?
Struck. Yeah.
Fuck.
So you need blank American or something that begins
ugly
with
American
truck.
Is a TV show.
Truck.
There's got to be an easy American one out there.
American. Blank American. The American. Thanks for playing. Fucking George Clooney's in the crowd.
Coming to American. Yeah. How about that?
Coming to American.
Can you say the whole title because it'll make me happy?
Coming to American Pie Spy Iron Man, Eco Iron Man on the Moonstruck. What do you got, David, for blank cum?
Yeah, that's tough.
Blank coming. You can't say
place.
Alan coming.
I know.
You can't bring up his fragrance.
The Russians are coming.
Oh, it's called The Russians Are Coming. The Russians are coming twice, but that works.
Yes.
So the? I have to use the?
No, you have to use Russians. Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. American Pie Spy, Iron Eagle, Iron Man of the Moonstruck.
I love that movie, Coming to American, by the way, Doc.
Rush Hour doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. It had to be America, so we have to back up and...
The Great Paintbrush? That's got to be a Pixar movie.
Of the 11 that they've made? No.
Yeah.
I can name most of them. That's a fun game. Name a Pixar movie, David.
A Toy Story?
Up. Let's keep going.
Up.
Cars.
Toy Story 2.
I see we're game we're playing. Oh, okay. Toy Story 3. Sorry, I didn't
remember. Cars 2.
Wall-E.
Finding Nemo.
The Incredibles.
Iron Giant. That was Pixar, no? No, I'm sorry. Hold on. Give me a second. Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Bugs Life.
Oh, good one.
Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Great one, Patton. We set up, didn't we? Is someone yelling rape? All I hear is rape! Rape!
That's their next one after.
Is rape. Kim Novak in the audience? That's so inside. After, it's so good.
After Brave is rape.
I don't know. What else
Thank
is
you.
There? Doug, do you
Thank
have another
you.
One?
Cars, Cars 2.
We did those. What other one?
We did?
Yeah.
Wall-E.
No, I didn't say
Wally. I said Wally.
I was like, how is it that the whole show I make a stupid joke about Wally? Toy Story 3, we did all three of those.
Yeah, I think we did them all.
That's got to be a...
What did we miss? I said Finding Nemo.
Oh, yeah.
I said it. Yeah. Up.
We said up.
This is a great game, guys. Holy shit.
Oh, I don't have one for Brush.
That was
for
fun.
Rush, rather. I don't have one.
First we Toy said, Story, yeah. So David wins everything.
Yeah,
David's
yeah.
a winner.
He starts in the yes. other game.
All right. Won't go home empty-handed. Wish I had more T-shirts to throw out.
That was pretty amazing, though.
You got somewhere to be, man?
I just want to check what time it is. We're doing a long show.
Right there, man.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Let's go till midnight or one.
It's about a 90-minute show. We started at about 10:15, so
I like it.
I got this.
I got nothing to do tonight.
I've been doing this for a while. And and it's fun that everyone's so into it so late at night. So thank you guys. And
thank you guys.
Do you guys have name tags for these gentlemen to play for? Look at that! Oh my God, they're everywhere.
Zach the Block.
Love
Zach's
is everywhere.
Here, so that's David. Not,
I like the eraser head. This is Nathan Head. And there's a young lady in the front row with a mask with my face on it, or a mosque if you prefer.
Where's your name's
Craig
Piranha?
Is here. Nate.
I want Wilson.
Oh, you took
it's pretty
Wilson.
Good, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to go here with Bert.
Go grab
Come on
the
up,
one
Bert.
You want to play for. Oh, she wrote a shithead on the back, so don't reveal
oh,
that.
No, yeah.
What is it?
There's a Wilson volleyball. Wow.
Oh, I mean, what is the red? What did you use for red? Paint? Yeah. Okay.
Spray paint. It would have been great if she went my own blood.
I was going to say
too many shitheads here.
Just like
he won't
smiling.
Read
at
I used
the whole
menstrual
time.
Blood to write.
menstrual blood.
To make a Wilson face.
Good luck. You better win me that food.
I like her Wilson face. Blood. I like the face too, though. The face is cuter than it is in the movie.
It's, yeah,
it's like
you did a great
it's
job.
A more likable face. Yeah, it's nice.
Didn't everyone find it convenient in Castaway that he loses Wilson right before he gets rescued? Because I want to see the scene where he's still got Wilson and they try to rescue him. No, I need my yeah. volleyball.
Not without Wilson.
His volleyball's covered in like 4-year-old blood, sir. What's wrong with it? I need Wilson. Okay, this guy's clearly mentally insane. Do not rescue him. Put him in an asylum.
All the rescuers go, oh, boy.
I want that scene.
I love it. I'm going to put it down, though, so I don't get my hands all red.
Yeah, put it in your clear plastic backpack.
I want the scene years later where he's on the beach playing with his kids and Wilson washes up on the shore. It's like super embarrassing because he's running into his ex-wife or something. I want to see that scene.
I don't want to see any more scenes from that movie. all the ones that they have in there are plenty. That's a long-ass movie, and it's, get it, he works for FedEx, so he really wishes he could be there overnight. So Sam is playing for
Nitzia,
and she made a nice picture of my face that's like used
you can
as
wear
a
it
tag.
As, yeah, you can wear it as a mask, and she was wearing it when I sat down. It was weird, dude.
You took a picture of it.
And you wrote four shitheads on the back. I will name them all.
Whoa!
But that's excessive. You're just supposed to pick one.
Yeah.
So I hope Sam wins.
No, you hope I lose.
Does the volleyball have a shithead on it?
I think so. Right on top. Is that what
is that
the
what
guy,
that is?
Same name as the guy.
That's
yeah.
a good one. I like that. Okay. And but your name is Carol
with a K.
Carol. And what's that you got there, David?
Obi-Wan Kenobert. And and I got Jedi mind tricked into it. This is the name tag you've been looking for. And so
didn't
I'm playing.
Didn't he spell the first part of Kenobi different though? Is it K-E-N-O?
No, this guy's really big into Kino.
Who isn't?
Kenobert.
It's Kenobert.
Yeah. Oh man, that's Kenobert, dude! Every time he comes out of Las Vegas, he wins like $30 at Kino.
Fucking Kenobert.
This guy knows numbers.
Yo,
this guy knows
is
his
the
shit.
Kino. This is the Kino you're looking for, motherfucker. Also, my name is Bert. Do something.
I have a bad feeling about this Kino. That's awesome. Okay, so that's who we're going to be playing for. Thank you all for bringing such creative name tags. And, you know, good luck next time. I'm sure a lot of you come to the free episodes over at UCB every Tuesday. And so you'll get to try again. David won, so we'll start with David in this Leonard Maltin game.
Good luck, guys.
Yeah, good luck to everybody. And
look, sworn enemy Schwartz.
I know you hate me from
I
the beginning.
Hate
I moved
so
here
much.
In LA.
It's all right,
true.
He has
it's
hated
true.
Me for a long
I
time.
I hate him. I absolutely hate Ben Schwartz.
It's true.
Yeah,
that okay. was.
I ask him to leave town all the time.
Can't we all just get along? That's my David Huntsberger impression. Come on, fellas. Can't we just get along?
Can we all just
completely
get along?
Inaccurate.
Hey, fellas. You guys see the Hunger Games?
Come on.
I mean, I saw it. I don't have much to say about it. Sit down. I'm going to talk to you for an hour and a half.
I was rooting for Peter because he looks like he's my brother.
Yeah, I like the book more because there were pages. And so, I mean, what's the thing? You know, I can flip pages. I can't flip a movie.
You can't. You just sit there watching it. You can't touch it.
Yeah, you can't touch
That's
it.
That's how I sound.
I went up to the screen.
I tried to change it to the next scene like I was watching Minority Report.
And I couldn't. I licked my thumb like 10 times to like make a point that I was going to turn a page. And I painted it. Whatever. Anyway. Anyway, I went and saw
David, enough, David. Shut up, David.
All right, no, you're right, guys. You should just watch. This is at the Hunger Games. You guys just want to watch the movie? Okay, I'll sit down. Anyway, can someone get me more goobers?
I'll sit down, everybody. It's
How did
cool.
that just happen? I'm sorry, Dave.
It's cool.
That's okay, man. I get it. I really flew off the handle at the Hunger Games. I apologize. future reviews will be pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it was okay.
It wasn't bad. Yeah.
It was good watching.
Hey, Dave, what do you think of Hunger Games?
Not so bad. Yeah, I kind of liked it.
I like that guy, Peter.
You know, I don't mind it.
I think he's pretty good.
That's my impression of you guys doing impression of me.
Uh-huh. We'll start with David, then we'll go to Sam, and then Ben.
I think that's
and,
right.
And David, you get to pick a category. Would you like Howard the Flock?
That's movies that star someone from Ron Howard's family.
Okay.
That's awesome.
You know Clint, Bryce Dallas, his dad Rance, hey. Ron himself. Also,
his
my
dog Apollo.
Well, yeah. My five. That's movies where someone plays a flute.
Plays a flute?
My five.
Oh, shit.
And
that's great.
Today is Albert R. Broccoli's birthday today. Do you know who Albert R. Broccoli is?
James.
He produced Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Of course, yes.
Huge yes, Chitty Chitty fans true. In the audience.
But he also...
The one guy who didn't see Hunger Games loves Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
James Bond.
The children fight to the death in that, too, I think.
It's true.
No, same it's... he produced most of the James Bond movies. Cubby Broccoli is what he's commonly referred to as. Mm. And so that would be James Bond movies. So you've got Howard the Flock, My Five, or...
His last name is
Bond movies.
Last name Broccoli ends up with the nickname Cubby.
Yeah, Cubby Broccoli.
Seems odd.
Yeah.
That sounds like a porno
name.
Cubby Broccoli. I'm going to go the Howard
Flock. It sounds
like
the place where they store all the vegetables.
Yeah.
Cubby Broccoli. Which, what?
I'm going the Howard Flock.
Howard Flock.
Smart
all right.
Dave.
This has got one
changes.
Of the, this has got a Howard in it.
I'm going Freckles.
It's from the years 2006. Leonard Maltin gives it 1.5 stars. He says about this movie that it is, he calls it a fable or bedtime story. And he also says about it that the lead actor gives an empathetic performance. And there are 12 names. How many names do you think you get it in, David? Captain Takeoff Huntsberger?
Six.
Six names. This is opening bid, Sam. What are you going to do with it?
Zero names.
Whoa.
Wow.
I can't go lower. I can't do negative, so I'm going to have to ask you.
You can't go negative, so he's just saying name it.
I'm going to have to say name it, buddy.
What do you think it is, Sam?
The Village. No?
So confident.
Oh, I did miss it by one.
Missed it by one. A lady in the audience says, Lady in the Water.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, my God. Oh my God! I
they're both
every single one right.
But the confidence
holy
with
shit.
Which you got it wrong was very impressive.
Do I get that point though?
It's not like I fucking said
you made
Tron.
Him name it, right? You made him
yeah.
name it. Yeah,
Carol, how do we feel
ben
about that?
Ben is on the board.
That's my girl, Carol.
Yeah,
I'm gonna win and never name anything.
Yeah, he's not gonna leave you stranded on an island with Jesus. Just a ball to talk to.
I'm just gonna keep asking people to name that movie.
Hang in there, Kino Bert.
He's got to get back to the Kino tables, man.
Guy picks numbers,
I'd
man.
I'd like to change my answer to that movie to Tron, so that the
because
sound the audience made when I was wrong is actually it's the same level of how wrong that answer would have been.
But Bryce Dallas Howard was in The Village.
Yeah, she's the lead in
so it wasn't
was
a terrible,
Tron.
Wasn't it was not a terrible guess. Yeah, perfectly reasonably wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly reasonably
perfectly
wrong.
Perfectly reasonably wrong.
Yeah, well done.
Thank
all right,
Tron 2.
So Ben challenged Sam. Sam blew it. So we'll start with David, and then
you love when I lose the game. You love it.
It's exciting.
But which order do we have to go in now? Ben, David to Sam, right?
We go. That's how we just
we
went.
Go back at the challenge. No, okay, we go to Ben. Yeah, David,
start?
Then Ben.
I start?
No, we'll start with David.
Okay, David.
He gets to pick a category. Would you like asparagus pea or asparagus? Suggested, as always. The zero names. That's where if you pick this category, I will read the entire review. It's on you to start at zero names. You could bid lower if you want into negative names. Everyone, the idea of this category is everyone will know the answer, and then it's just a matter of how many names can you name from the cast in the proper order.
Okay.
From the top. All right. Or the King of Pancakes category, the number one movie at the box office 10 years ago to ooh. This very day. The number one movie 10 years ago. And another third category. I'm finally going to eliminate it if you choose it. It'll no longer be a category. retired tonight, four-letter movie titles, and that's like SWAT or Paul or Milk or MASH or Spun.
Or can you give me a few more examples? Okay, getting the hang of it, I think.
Yeah.
Which one of those? Spice Girls, like? Revolution World, is that one?
No, you're off. Okay, you're off.
Which one of those would you like?
I'm gonna go 10 years ago today.
I like that.
All right, this movie is from 2006.
Name that movie.
It's
Tron 2.
The Carol,
search
bring it to you,
for
baby.
Curly's Gold.
10 years ago today, 2006. No, it's from 2002. Three stars. Leonard calls this movie funny. He also says it has a wonderful score. And he also says that one of the people's performance in this movie is a riot.
2002 is 10 years
Three
ago.
Stars, yeah. 2002 Three is stars. 10 years ago. And there are nine names. How many names do you think you get?
One person is very funny.
David
10 years
Huntsberger.
Ago.
A riot! That doesn't necessarily mean funny. Some riots are upsetting.
Most riots, by the way.
There's been some hilarious riots.
I'm going to say five.
Five, he starts off with.
I'm going to guess four just to stay in the game. Sam?
What do you think of that, Sam?
Ben, name that movie.
Thank you. Let's do it. Doug, let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it.
10 years ago.
Three stars, 10 years ago. Funny. What else did I say? Wonderful score. Also, one of the performances is a riot.
Just a riot, yeah.
Yeah. And your four names,
starting from the bottom,
are Jane Krakowski, Stephen Root, Cedric the Entertainer,
oh boy,
and Tara Strong.
Cedric the Entertainer.
I'd say the top three names are the giveaway names on this one. So you're a few away from that.
10 years ago, Stephen Root, mm-hmm. Cedric the Entertainer. The only movie I can think of with Cedric the Entertainer is Talk to Me, and that was never number one.
Mm-mm.
Is it? I can't imagine that fucking Stephen Root would be in Barbershop. And it can't be Kings of Comedy because Cedric would be one of the top four.
Yeah, you're doing a great job of narrowing it down.
From a billion movies to 900 million movies. I don't know. I'll say King of Comedy just because I don't know what it is. It can't be that. Jane Krakowski. Who is Jane Krakowski?
She's Jenna on 30 Rock. The rest of the names are Jack Black, Goran Vinzik, Dennis Leary, John Leguizamo, who's a riot, and Ray Romano. And the movie is called Ice Age.
Everything's animated.
And Sam gets a point. Sam gets a point.
No one is excited. Except Nitzy.
Animated movies are the most, they throw people off more than anything. Because you're
number one.
You're not
right.
Thinking animated movies ever. And then yet they exist. And I throw them in there.
It's been a theme for today.
And it ruins it for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sam got the point. We will start, and David wasn't involved. We'll start with...
This is the third time you get to pick
David
a category.
We'll start with David, and then go to Sam this next time. David, then Sam. And your category options, David, are Black That Gas Up. That's movies that star Jack Black, Kyle Black, Jack Gass. Or both.
Okay.
Yeah, Jack Black, Kyle Gass, or both. Black That Gas Up. Or I Am Paul Bauer on Twitter suggested that I do Razzie winners. That's movies that won the Razzie for worst film of whatever year it was they came out. And at AC Cannon suggested Requiem for a Bean,
which is
movies where Sean Bean dies.
I'm going to say Black
or,
That
or
Ass
scene
Up.
Bean,
Black
as some people
That
call
Ass
it.
Up.
All right, this movie's got Jack Black or Kyle Gass in it. 3.5 stars from Leonard. Leonard calls this movie powerful. I don't know if he said it that way when he was typing it.
I hope
powerful.
So. I hope so.
It's powerful. And he says that it has strong performances by the leads, one of whom won the Best Actress Oscar for this movie that features Kyle Gass, Jack Black, or both from 1995. Leonard names 13 names. How many names do you think you get it in? David.
Ugh.
Huntsberger.
95? I gotta get in this game.
Yeah, you're coming from behind here, buddy.
I'll go four.
Four names. Strong opening bid. What's Sam Levine gonna do with that? Just gonna think about it.
I think I know what it is, so I'm gonna say zero names.
Oh.
Kyle, you know what I'm gonna ask, right? I'm gonna ask you to name that movie, Sam.
All right, this is it.
On zero names.
If I get it, that means I win, right? But if I don't win,
the whole
Ben's
thing. If
win,
you
right?
don't get it, then we have a three-way tie.
Yeah.
No, I have four. 2 points of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Poor David.
Guys, I chose a lot of great categories, though, didn't I?
Yeah,
wasn't
you were
that
great.
Fun?
You did some awesome
great.
Category choosing.
You were great.
And then it led to this.
I've never actually even seen this movie.
Oh, wow.
But I'm doing a little math in my head and figuring out that maybe one of them is in this picture.
Okay.
Is it Dead Man Walking?
That's correct.
Whoa! We gave it our all, Carol.
You're doing some math
the audience
in your
is
head?
Fucking miserable right now.
How'd that math go?
Yeah, he was sitting there doing some head math.
Because he didn't give the year until the end of it, and I thought he was talking about Cradle Will Rock, which Susan Sarandon is in, and so is Kyle Gass and Jack Black. So
but nobody won an Oscar
Robbins.
For anything.
Nobody won an Oscar for that movie. Yeah, and then he said 95, and I remembered she won an Oscar, and I figured it was probably for that year.
That is impressive.
So it wasn't Kung Fu Panda.
It was... Was it,
it
Tron 2?
Kung Fu Panda.
Well...
I just love that Jack Black is in Dead Man Walking. He plays Sean Penn's brother and just sort of sits around looking kind of sad all the time because his brother's going to die.
That's
and what's he supposed to do? So he just kind of sits out. Around going, what are you going to do? He's not even one of those 13
names. He is in
Mars
Attacks.
Yeah, Mars Attacks was that's one of those movies that some people love it and most people are sane. And think that it is
it's
horrible.
No Hunger Games, Doug.
It is not a Hunger Games.
Dave, did you get to see the Hunger Games or no?
I thought it was all right.
It was all right?
It's okay.
Did you get a chance to check that out?
Did you get a chance to check
Hunger Games?
I thought it was okay. Do that impression, you jerks.
Turns out the movie's just one page.
Me, Katniss.
That's all I hear when
pretty
you guys
good.
Talk about Hunger Games.
Pretty
I said
good.
Cat piss.
Why don't they call him a cat
correctly.
Piss? Yeah.
What about Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson is amazing in that movie, by the way. I really thought he was awesome in that movie. I think he's good
Stanley
in everything.
Said, he makes a really good Hamwich. He's
Stanley
really good
Tucci.
Hamwich.
I thought he was so good.
You could say it a lot about Stanley Tucci roles, but that might be the role he was born to play.
Am I wrong?
He's amazing. He was so good at it.
The blue-haired host of the Hunger Games?
He was so good at that.
But what is in the book? Do they explain what he feels about what's going on?
No.
Like, in the movie, he just seems happy to be the host of this game where children are dying.
They nailed it. They nailed that. That's exactly how he is in the book. He's just excited to be on TV and a great host, like, come over here, young lady, with big smiles. And
yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
Quit being so negative,
you guys.
Maybe
they'll flesh it out in Hunger Games 2 Ghost Protocol.
I can't wait for it.
Even hungrier.
He's not going to find his wife at the end. He can't go up to her.
Hunger Games 2, still starving. With an apostrophe instead of the G.
Still starving.
Starving alive?
The poster is just a can of food with an X through it.
So, Sam, who are you playing for?
You're playing for Nitzia.
Nitzia, and I don't have to read
so
your
you
four shitheads.
Four shitheads.
She has got a lot of shitheads on the back, but she wins all of this stuff. Here you go, Nitzia.
I hope you like.
Congratulations.
Call
I hope that there's the right sizes for you.
Let us know if that goat food gives you poisoning.
By the way, I don't know if you need to add water to it. I know absolutely nothing.
Yeah, be careful with your go-foods.
I know absolutely
really
nothing. And that hat was
food.
At the same thingy that they were given. The hat is kind of cool.
So did the volleyball did have the shithead on there? That's the shithead?
On
okay,
top,
that's a good one. I agree. And then who was David playing for?
I was thinking of it.
Did he write it on the back?
Yeah,
nice. All right.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Kino Burt wrote a name on the back. He actually wrote, shithead, do not read aloud. That's so nice. Everyone should do that from now on. Yeah. Just make sure to tell the guests not to read it. But you guys are all, you know, you guys are all pros. You know what was going on today.
All right, let me write that down. And do you guys have anything, starting with David, do you have anything that you would like to plug? Anything coming up?
I'll be in Omaha at the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
April 12th through 15th with Christian Finnegan. And if you'd like a cool beer t-shirt, visit davidhunsberger.com.
I like what people say about a visit. Visit the website.
Yeah.
Just go by and see if we're there. See if we're home. If we're there, come in and have a seat.
Yeah. That's how I want my website to feel to people.
Yeah.
There's some sweet
tea. Come in. Tell me what you thought of Hunger Games.
Yeah. Rant and rave.
And I'll be like, I'm David Hunsberger. I don't like that very much.
They completely left out page 42, and care for that.
Evan, don't start the movie. Everybody in the theater, get ready for a shit show. That's what I feel like every part time you buy a ticket.
No, but part of my experience too
put
is
on
like,
3D glasses because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Is Hunger Games in 3D?
No. That's why my joke just slammed.
Yeah. That's my
people
favorite.
People would have got it if they saw it in 2D.
That's my favorite thing about it is that it's not in 3D.
I go to 2D.
I didn't have to wear the glasses.
I go to like old 2D movies. Or like I went into The Artist and put on 3D glasses. That joke didn't work either. I think it's funny.
But those subtitles came at you, man.
Yeah, dude. They flew
shit.
At me.
And that dog, oh my God.
Oh God, that dog was
the dog
insane.
Was in your lap.
Oh my God!
What do you got going on, Ben? House of Lies.
House of Lies
continuing
just
on Showtime.
Did anybody watch that show?
Love that show.
That makes me so happy. That honestly does make me so happy. House of Lies. I guess maybe buy the DVD when it comes out. I filmed a piece in the finale of Parks and Rec, but they filmed two different endings, so I don't know if I'm going to be on it. Matters what ending they choose. And I do a cartoon show for Disney XD that's coming out in a couple months called Randy Cunningham, Ninth Grade Ninja. If you guys are into animation.
You know they are.
Do you know what the XD stands for?
Yeah.
What is it?
Can't tell you, dude.
Damn it. Disney's code of silence.
Follow me on Twitter at Rejected Disney? Jokes. Rejected Jokes.
At Rejected Jokes. Yes. And what was that first thing you said?
House of Lies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Coffee Town. House of Lies.
Tonight, we didn't get to it, but I had a category. I was excited that you might get to play it. We have a category coming up called Dawn of the Dead. And it's movies where Don Cheadle dies.
Oh! I could have got him on the phone and played that category with him.
You got his number?
No, it would be like his friend, I guess. It would be like a really good friend of his. But he could like he could do it.
He's got a buddy named Shorty who takes all the calls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Shorty, you doing that Benson podcast? All right, I got this. Let's go. That's usually what will happen.
Sam, what do you got coming up?
Well, definitely buy Columbus Circle and Drones on DVD. But then I just shot an episode of this really funny show on Fox called Breaking In. I'm shooting a second episode now, but the first one airs, I believe, April 24th on Fox. And then also,
do it.
I don't have an air date for this.
Do it.
But if you are into getting high and watching children's programming, which evidently many of you are... there is a show on the Hub called the Aquabats Super Show, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever been a part of. And I believe
you don't have to get high to watch it.
It's
though.
Animation.
It would
or it's
help.
Live action.
It's live action and animation.
Really?
I played a shape shifting pilgrim boy.
Oh, is it under 90 minutes?
It is under 30 minutes, my friend.
I'm there.
Are you tired of being typecast as a shape-shifting pilgrim boy? Like, is that getting on your nerves? Like, can I just be a shape-shifting pilgrim man for once?
Here's the thing, though. At first, I was tired of it, but now it's like, they need a shape-shifting pilgrim boy. They come to me.
Yeah.
So I've guaranteed myself work.
Yeah, every year you get work a few months before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving. That's all I need. That's all I need, man.
Very exciting. I'm Freaks and Geeks
and
Forever,
Freaks and Geeks
dude.
Forever is still available on DVD, of which I see practically no money. So definitely buy that.
So don't buy it. Just rent it from your local library.
It is one of the
library.
Best TV shows of all time. If you guys haven't seen it,
thank you.
It truly is. I remember when I met Sam for the first time. It truly is an inspirationally good television show. If you guys have never seen it, go rent it.
Yeah, check
very
it
sweet.
Out.
Thank
and,
you.
And check it out and be like,
no, just fucking
the
rent
whole
it.
Time you're watching,
yeah,
you're like,
rent it.
The whole time you're watching, you're like, oh my God, she went on to do this. Oh my God, he went on to do that. There's Sam.
Oh!
You fucker, you beat me to the punchline.
Oh!
Oh, no, Sam's on Doug Loves Movies.
Columbus Circle. Columbus.
Everybody on that show, but
I wasn't. Yeah, thank you.
But everybody on that show has gone on to be in a bunch of stuff.
It's like ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It was really a casting machine.
Yeah. Allison Jones.
Yeah,
Allison Jones cast that thing.
They found all.
She
of
won
you.
An Emmy for it.
She did. She should have. That cast is insane, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna do a Doug Loves Movies taping at Helium. Two of them at Helium in Portland, April 14th and 15th at 4:20. San Francisco. I'm gonna do a Doug Loves Movies at Cobb's on April 19th.
Hey, you gonna have special guests for those?
Yeah, of course. Cool. Always. Cool. And they're always a surprise. It's always a secret. And then countdown to 4:20 at 10:30 p.m. on April 19th at the Punchline. When it gets to close to midnight, we go 10, 9, 8. And then we go, it's midnight. Happy 4:20. And then everyone goes outside and smokes weed. It's a pretty cool setup. Big round of applause for my guests, David Huntsberger, Ben Schwartz.
Thank you guys
Sam Levine. At Sam Levine, at Rejected Jokes, at Huntsberger Junk. Don't leave, you guys. Hang out here for a second. I got to get a picture of everybody together on stage in front of the beautiful flappers. This is real brick, you guys. So
that's crazy.
Got to make sure we get a picture of that. And as always, Geraldo Rivera is a shithead, and Creed is a shithead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.